This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. New figures this week show garment exports from Bangladesh jumped 26% in July compared to the same time last year. Still, the debate over how to protect the country's garment workers continues following that terrible collapse of the Rana Plaza factory complex. Employers and global retailers like Walmart and H&M have promised to improve workers' rights and safety, but conditions in many of the textile factories remain bad. The BBC's Mahfouz Sadiq reports from Dhaka.
Since the factory collapse in April, which killed 1,100 people, the remaining 4 million, mostly female workers, have received many promises. But not much has happened. Even a new labor law removing a requirement for factory owners to approve unions is being criticized by rights groups as insufficient. Mikhail Shipper is the secretary of Bangladesh's labor ministry.
Considering our present socio-economic condition, I think it is the best labor law we have done, and it can be improved, but we need some time.
All sides want more time, it seems. The International Labour Organization has also come out against the new labor law. Srinivas B. Reddy is its Bangladesh director.
The whole issue of conducting assessments of all the garment factories, active garment factories, they're saying about 3,500 to be assessed during the next few months. In the preliminary phase is very, very important.
But already Kalpana Akhtar, a labor rights activist, sees change of a different kind.
Workers themselves, they are raising their voices. Whenever they see a spark or a crack in the building, they are saying, this is not a safe working place. They walk out from the factory and they tell their factory owners or management that until you make it safe, we'll not come back.
For now, workers here are waiting for all the promised changes to reach them. Until then, they can only remain vigilant. In Dhaka, Bangladesh, I'm the BBC's Mahfouz Sadiq for Marketplace.